Then the historian, Dr. McDermott, looked about curiously.
But where are the remains of the tank?
It defeated them, said Johnny.
Now that is very odd,
said the historian.
Not that they were defeated here, but that there's no rusting remains of any cyclo battle equipment.
This was a defeat. The cyclos may have suffered damage, maybe not, but they would have taken any damaged equipment from the field.
No,
said the historian. And he told them about a handwritten romance in the university library about a similar battle. It had occurred on a line between two ancient villages known as Dumbarton and Falkirk, at the narrowest point above where England and Scotland had once met, just below the Highlands.
And the remains of cyclo tanks can be detected there to this very day.
That's true,
said Robert the Fox.
I have seen them.
The historian said,
No cyclo has ever come north of that point. Not until you, McTyler, flew in your demon. It's the only reason we can still exist in the Highlands.
Tell me more of this romance.
Oh, it's quite badly written. A curiosity, not literature. It was scribbled by a private in the Queen's Own Highlanders who escaped north from the battle. A sapper, I think he was. They handle landmines.
Landmines?
Said the parson.
Mines for ore?
No. I think they used the word mine for explosives buried in the earth. When the enemy crossed them, they exploded. The private used the term tactical nuclear weapons. He goes on about how a fragment of a regiment that had been in bunkers escaped the gassing and withdrew north. The captain, I think, had a girl in the Highlands, and they laid a string of mines from Dumbarton to Falkirk. Cyclo tanks in pursuit hit them, and these mines exploded. The cyclos were not out of tanks or troops. They simply withdrew south, and they never came back to recover their dead or their equipment. The romance says it was due to the spirit of Drake intervening, for drums could be heard.
Wait, those were nuclear weapons.
Whatever those are,
said the parson.
Uranium. There must still be a band of uranium dust between those two towns.
He explained to them about cyclo breathe gas.
Aye, it fits,
said Robert the Fox. The historian looked enlightened and drew his shabby old cloak around his shrunken shoulders.
It sounds like the magic ring of fire, or the geometric signs the creatures of the netherworld dare not cross.
Johnny looked at the eroded remains of the weapon in his hands, and then along the trench.
These poor men didn't have any uranium, didn't even really know about cyclos. They had only these.
They died like brave men,
said the parson, removing his cap. The others also removed theirs.
We just have to be sure we don't wind up like them.
Aye,
said Robert the Fox. Johnny laid the remains of the gun down, and they walked back thoughtfully toward the cooking fires. The wail of a piper was soft in the night wind.
End of CD 9.